I'm a crime scene cleaner. You just never know what you're gonna walk into. I've seen a lot of stabbings, shootings, machete attacks, assaults. It's blood on the streets. I have found drugs that the police missed. One time, my coworkers were shot at a meth job cleaning. We ended up doing a house where the man had been a serial killer. It was so grimy. Think of the movie Saw. There are cameras everywhere. We also do hoarders. I've seen shit, piss, maggot, decomp, in every possible area you could think of. Nothing surprises me anymore. A little bit of semen in a jug, it's nothing. I see that and I say at least it's contained. I experienced a lot of loss and death when I was a child, so it always made me curious about death. I don't know what the scene looks like until I get there. I receive a call, I get an address, and I go to that address. I would describe it as unpredictable. Always be prepared for the worst, even if it's a 15-minute cleanup. The first time I saw a ton of brain, I was shocked. I was grossed out. When you go to clean brain, it mushes into the ground. It doesn't just come off. You kind of have to pick up every little piece before you start scrubbing because it's almost like a mucusy type of texture. This woman fell and hit her head and died from head trauma. When she started decomposing, her cat started eating her brains and the cat ended up dying. There was actually still cat food in the cat dish, so the cat preferred it's humans' brains over actual cat food. When you're dealing with surviving victims, it's often the worst point in time in their life. A man at a job that I did, his house flooded, and he had just finished fixing up his house using his life savings. I think that was it for him, and he burnt his Bible outside and went into his little hobby room and shot himself. When I got there, the wife was in shock. She took me over to where the Bible was burnt and just looked at me and said, he just overreacted. I basically had to pull up all the carpeting and clean the subfloor and do content cleaning because it spatters everywhere. I thought I would get better with dealing with surviving victims, but I never get any better. I stay the same. This job actually nearly gave me a breakdown. We got on scene. All the windows were broken, the door was broken down, there was glass everywhere. Apparently the stepfather, he shot his wife, and then he shot his sister-in-law, and then he sat down on the side of his wife and he shot himself. I did my job and I cried all the way home, but this was different. This one was like crying spells, you know, anger. I get really irritable and I'm not really able to do anything else except for my job. One time, my coworkers were shot at a meth job cleaning. They showed up at this trailer that needed to be cleaned, and there was a man who was cooking meth. He wasn't supposed to be there, but when they got there, they basically told him he needed to leave or else they'd call the police. The guy said, if I had a gun right now, I would shoot you. He left, and my coworkers got started. All of a sudden, they heard something, and they didn't really think anything of it, but when they went to go leave later on, there were fresh bullet holes all on the side of the trailer that they had just been working in. He went to his vehicle, grabbed the gun, and shot out of anger. It doesn't seem like he was really trying to shoot them. He probably could have if he wanted to. I have found drugs that the police missed. It happens a lot when we're on scene and we will find either a shell casing that the police missed, or a bag of meth, cocaine, marijuana, you name it. And now that I've found it, it is compromised because it could have been mine. It could have been somebody else's that walked by. It's not all homicides and suicide. There was this one guy that had been cooking meth in a really high-end apartment complex. He had a ton of money, nice cars, nice equipment in his house, and he had been cooking meth and took off before the police found his meth lab. He was also shooting porn in his apartment. So entering this apartment, you could smell a really strong smell of cinnamon, and everything was slippery. Everything on the floors, The walls, the couches, everything had cinnamon-flavored lube all over it. There was so much of it that we actually had to pull off the laminate floor because it made it through. He was actually saving his own semen. He had two containers full of semen. It was really gross. We also ended up doing a house where the man had been a serial killer. It was so grimy. Think of the movie Saw. That room that they're stuck in, it reminded me of that. That's what his bathroom reminded me of. There were cameras installed in the home, facing every direction in every single hallway. There was a camera facing you. So I cleaned this guy's bathroom, and I couldn't help but think he was getting ready in here, looking at himself in the mirror before he went and did all these really screwed up things to people. And it's a really dark, cold feeling that you get over you. I definitely see the world differently. There are dangers everywhere. I would love to say that this job makes me more empathetic and more passionate, but it doesn't. I think it desensitized me. I'm more concerned with my own mental health now, because how am I supposed to do this job if I just fall apart?